KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With JD and the Puss.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
All right, I'm having trouble with my accoutrements here. My headphones and my visor are not working. It's not working.
That's a you problem, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Right away, I went to Boogie Nights when you said that. That's not a me problem. That's a you problem.
That's a you problem. I know. Of course, Boogie Nights. I mean, come on. If we're talking about that this early in the morning, I mean, it's a great song.
What else would we go to? And you know what? Why else would I bring a story into here after doing 4 hours at NBC before I come in here? Didn't touch this story, but brought in right at the top. Sugar Baby says she's addicted to travel, not sex. I thought of you when I read that story, so I brought that in.
Addicted to travel, not sex. No, I'd be the other way around, but I do like to travel as well.
I don't want you to prioritize. Thank that's too much information.
You know where I know you're all glued right now. Try to, if you can, turn the volume down on the TV and listen to us on the radio as you're busy watching the French Open from Roland Garros right now. I'm sure you're up having breakfast.
You know.
I'm watching it right now. Venus Williams is leading her first set, so good luck to Venus, the pride of Compton, and she's got a pretty good sister, too.
All right, we're going to get to it with a bunch of stuff today. New members of the 2000 Club, the 600 Club. It's all coming at you. Sports on Tap on KLOS. 95.5 KLOS doing Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush. We're watching a little bit of live sports this morning because the French Open is fun, and it's always fun to say Roland Garros. When you're talking about where they're playing, which is the red clay. Tennis is kind of a weird game in that they play different surfaces. You know, like golf, you have different courses. Tennis has got like the French Open, it's clay.
Yep.
The Wimbledon tournament is played on grass. It may not really look like it all the time. It actually looks like dirt by the time they get to the end.
The only day to watch that's the first day, because by the second or third day, all the walked over spots, like in the office carpet that you work in, you know, are just all worn down and brown.
Talk about a tough job for the grounds crew to try and keep that main stadium course in great shape all the way through that tournament.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't look like in great shape after about day three of Wimbledon. I think they just let it go.
Then the U.S. Open, they play that. What's that? I guess that's concrete? Painted concrete.
Yeah, the blue concrete for the U.S. of A. You bet. Yeah, so different surfaces all the time. So, and you and I glued to Venus Williams and Baczynski.
All right, I was going to say Russian girl on the camera right now. What's her name? How do you say that? You're the Russian guy on the show.
Tamia Baczynski.
Baczynski.
Hmm? Okay. Tamia Baczynski.
Okay.
Cute girl. Looks a little like Humpty with the nose.
Yeah. The Humpty Sharapova is a little cuter than this one. I'm ignoring you now. Albert Pujols joined an exclusive club last night, didn't he?
Yeah, Albert Pujols, number 600 of his illustrious career. And by the time Pujols is done, literally half his career is going to be played in L.A., the other half in St. Louis. Angel fans trying to reap a little bit of that big, long contract?
I said that was a bad deal when they signed. I thought, you're crazy. You're not going to get 5 years out of this guy. This is year six, I believe.
Yeah.
He's lived up to it. He's got into the 600 club. But let me ask this question. He's the ninth player in Major League Baseball history to go for 600. Above him, Sammy Sosa at 609. He'll catch him.
Yeah, he's a second foreign-born player to do it. The rest of the guys have been from the U.S. of A.
Jim Thome, 612. He'll catch Jim Thome.
Yep.
Because he only got 12 more to go. Ken Griffey Jr. at 630. Think he's got 30 more career homers left. It's going to depend on how he plays.
Yeah.
You know, this year he's got 8 or 9 on the season. I think this was and last night, how about a grand slam for your 600? First player out of all nine of them for a grand slam
for
to be number
a milestone,
600.
Yeah.
But Ken Griffey Jr. at 630, I think, is the next real, maybe tough milestone for Pujols.
Yeah.
30 more
home runs. He wound up with 30 last season, so I don't think he'll obviously get there this year, but the start of next year, I mean, how many more years does he have left in him? You have to look at. So maybe a couple more years. I think that, you know, he can eventually get there. Yeah, last night was some crazy night, too. Dodgers win on a grand slam. You know, there were 7 grand slams hit yesterday.
Seven. The most in Major League Baseball history all in one day. 7 grand slams.
Yeah, it was just a tough day all around. And did you see poor Jason Greeley plays for the Blue Jays? Dude gave up 5 home runs to the Yankees.
Oof.
Yeah, and people are tweeting at the poor guy. They don't even know him. Old ladies, I'm looking at tweet and say, hey, tell Greeley batting practice was 3 hours ago. That poor guy, they don't even watch baseball. Some grandma in Canada that's waiting for the hockey game to start. Go, this is embarrassing.
I'll show you how this Twitter thing works.
What time's the hockey game start? Tell him BP was at 11 a.m.
Then, let's talk about that this for a second. Hockey has been wildly entertaining. We talk about how bad the NBA season, postseason has been. Hockey has been anything but. I mean, you know, not hockey isn't for everyone, but I tell you, you want competitive, it's been great. And Pittsburgh up 2-0, going into Nashville, score at first, the goal in the first period. Man, you got to think that they were a little tight in the seat in Nashville, the fans and the players after that first period. But man, they scored 2 goals in 47 seconds in the second period. Man, it was on after that.
Yeah, Nashville goes on to win that thing 5-1. You know what's crazy, too, is we set a record in the NHL playoffs for the most overtime games. You know, it hadn't been done since 1993. So here you're talking, you know, 25 years. They set this record. And then once the finals have actually gotten here, we've had 3 games. We've had a 2-goal game, a 3-goal game. Last night was a 4-goal game. So a little bit of like NBA finalish. We're not getting as close of games as we'd like, but Nashville's good. I mean, Nashville's only lost once at home this year in the postseason. You know, and that came to the Ducks. And, it's really, I think, a lot of fun to be able to see. And I was at a sports bar watching the end of it, and I literally kid you not, a couple people are looking at the game and they're trying to say, hey, there's a black guy that plays hockey. They said that, which is awesome. P.K. Subban, who's hey, look at that. Look at that.
And he's good, too. He's pretty good.
He's an all-star. He's on Team Canada, was a Montreal Canadian for many, many years. And I like it, too. He was a guy running his mouth, predicting they were going to win Game 3.
He
went up to Crosby. Sid, the kid, on his way off the ice, got in his way. And Crosby turns around and tells him, man, your breath stinks. And then, which is great. I guarantee he's going to get an endorsement out of this because they ask him that right there on the ice afterwards. Pierre McGuire goes, what did Sidney say to you? He told me my breath stinks, but I put in a bunch of Listerine, man. So you know Listerine's getting a spot off this. This is like Marshawn Lynch eating Skittles on the sideline.
He's an endorsement dream, that guy, because he's the look and he's sharp and a great
smart
player.
Guy. And it's been a lot of fun to be able to watch that, too. But we'll wait and see how that finishes out. Now, that's taken the city, J.D., of Nashville by storm. Because
they're nuts for this down there.
Yeah, I know. You know, country bumpkins, when you think of it and you hear all the songs, what are they talking about? They're talking about Atlanta Braves baseball. Or they're talking SEC football, right? SEC football, high school football. On Friday nights, they're not talking hockey.
Your dog ran off with your wife.
Keith Urban's at the game last night with Nicole Kidman, his
wearing
wife,
wearing their Predators jerseys.
Yeah, Martina McBride's doing the national anthem.
Right.
Carrie Underwood's husband plays on the team. That's exactly what it is. And this, I'm like, all right, simmer down a little bit. But $650 for nosebleeds.
Yeah,
nosebleeds. And
they're crazy for it. You see the shots from Beale Street?
Yes, 20,000 people. Outside that place, just to be able to, they couldn't afford to get into the game. Wow. It's crazy. It's a good time, but it's a lot of fun. Something to do in between waiting for that basketball game to get here. Yeah, what time's that start?
Right, we'll talk about that going forward. Also, it's graduation season, so we got some salute to some of the grads going out there. My Generation by the Who, we played that. Got another one coming up for you here. We'll sprinkle in some graduation themed tunes for you this morning on Sports on Tap. But right now, time for a Bushka fact.
Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
In honor of our very own Clayton Kershaw picking up his 2,000th strikeout on Friday, which was very memorable, was the third quickest pitcher to be able to reach that behind Pedro Martinez and Randy Johnson. So that's some great company.
Pretty good company.
Yeah, that you're in right now. And actually, you know, the weird thing about baseball, too, we're going to have another one in about 2 weeks. Max Scherzer of the Nationals, he's 19 away. He's about 60 innings behind Kershaw, so he's right there on pace, and, you know, he may get there, too. But who is the Dodgers' all-time leader in strikeouts? And this is an organization with some great arms, too. So
You may be surprised at who it is, too. I know who it is, but you may be surprised.
It is not J.P. Howell, I can tell you that, so... So save on that.
No, it's not.
Okay.
You're welcome. It's not the correct answer.
I'm here till 8:53. So I'll tell you next. It's Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. When we last left you, in honor of Clayton Kershaw, strikeout number 2,000 on Friday, as a lot of the tweets have been coming, you know, flying all around here. J.P. Howell, the all-time career strikeout leader for the Dodgers. J.D. said, Kevin Brown. And is he still paying off that contract? I said, no, J.D. And no, it's not Jason Schmidt.
I think
either.
They are still paying off. Or maybe the Marlins are paying part of that.
Baseball players are crazy. Ricky Henderson, or who is it? Bobby Bonilla still gets paid to like
still
$1 million.
Like 2030.
Yeah. Every July 1st, he gets a $1 million check. That is awesome. We got to try that over here if we get away with it. The all-time leader in Dodgers strikeouts, Don Sutton.
Yep, Curly.
Yeah, Don Sutton, 2,696 Ks from 1966 through 80, and of course, 88.
I would have guessed Koufax if I were just guessing, like a trivia question. I would have guessed.
Yeah,
and you would, but you know what? He didn't play long enough.
No, he didn't. Yeah, he didn't play long enough. And how long is Koufax's career? He's about probably as long as Kershaw's been right now, right? 8-9 years.
About that.
Yeah, about that. Yeah, and Kershaw,
Drysdale's ahead of him in strikeouts though, because he played longer.
And the thing, I mean, Kershaw's only probably halfway done with his career. He's 29, getting ready to turn 30. He'll probably pitch till his late 30s. I mean, hell, he can go longer than that. Who knows, you know? But a lot of, obviously, good, you know, times ahead of him as well, too. So, you know, great job to Kershaw and beating the first place Milwaukee Brewers. If you can call that National League Central a first place, it's crazy. You look, there's 15 teams.
Somebody's
got
to be in first place.
Somebody
there.
Has to. There are 15 teams in the National League, 5 have winning records. 3 from the National League West. Arizona's good. Colorado's good. The Dodgers are good. You know, I mean, nobody expected the Giants to be in last this year, too. So it's like a strange year in the West. You look at the East, the Nationals are great. We knew that. But the Mets are in second place, like 6-7 games below 500. And you're in second place.
And they got Mr. Met roaming around the stands to make everybody happy.
Oh,
so
Mr. Met.
Yeah, like, one-finger salute.
Why not?
That's good.
That's what you do. I mean, if you're a team
mascot. Yeah, send your mascot out in the park and have him flip people off.
That's good. It's good for business.
Yeah.
You know, Don't forget to get your tickets to next homestand.
On the way this morning, listen to the prizes in the book this morning. How about tickets to the Classic West concert, where you'll get to choose which concert you go to? Is it Eagles and Steely Dan and Doobie Brothers, or is it Fleetwood Mac, Journey, and Earth, Wind, and Fire? We'll play a little Rock Out with Your Rob Out coming up at Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS. This is Sports on Tap with J.D. and the Bush. Do this on Sunday mornings from 7 to 9. Some John Fogerty there. We were just talking a second ago while the song was playing that word is, if you haven't had the opportunity to check out John Fogerty, you really should, because he's still got the voice. He's obviously still playing, and he's going to play you about, I don't know, like 25, 30 songs in the set, because they're all, you know, those short little CCR tunes that you know. That and you were saying Melissa? Melissa Max around here. She was saying, she saw a friend of mine, just saw him up in Las Vegas not too long ago, and said the same thing. Just outrageous. Just a fantastic
What I want to know is, Sweet Hitchhiker, one of them.
Sweet Hitchhiker. Could be.
Sweet Hitchhiker. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. See, he's getting
warmed
up. We're going to do a Rock Out. Oh, you're doing your guns?
Yeah.
Axel Rose impersonation.
Can Fogerty do a yowza for me?
Yowza.
If he can do one of those.
Listen, give me your Axel. Do your Axel.
Yowza.
Near, 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 near. How can I talk about sports after that? A chance for you to win tickets to, they're going to do quite the deal at Dodger Stadium. It's going to be July 15th and July 16th. On the 15th, the Eagles, Steely Dan, the Doobie Brothers. The 16th, Fleetwood Mac, Journey, Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's Pick Your Ticket weekend if you can identify this song with Rock Out and Your Rob Out.
And KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With J.D. and the Puss.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
Historic day in baseball around the league. With all the grand slams, one of them was a biggie for an Angel. We'll talk about that. Where does your NFL team rank for 2017? And another shot at tickets for Classic West coming up on KLOS.
Here's the 1-2, and there's a swing, and it's a high drive deep down the left field side. It's tight to the line. It is out of here! The 600 home run club just got bigger. Albert Pujols, you're its newest member. A grand slam.
Angels Radio Network with a call. Albert Pujols with home run number 600, which just happened to be a grand slam.
Yeah, seven grannies hit yesterday. It's the first time anyone has hit a milestone home run for a grand slam, which basically means 4, 5, 6, or number 700. So now just one of nine people. When I did the show across the street yesterday, somebody had asked me, he's the second best first baseman of all time. And it really made you start to think. You're like, So I dug around, found a couple lists of people out there. Some guys fairly current you'd remember. Other guys with first baseman, I mean, they're reaching back in the day, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about him. They had
Hank
on this
Greenberg.
List. Well, yeah, Hank Greenberg with the Tigers. Of course, now their current first baseman, Miguel Cabrera, which you remember started as a third baseman. So you're thinking as a third baseman.
Yeah.
That's where you go, basically. The older you get, the harder it is to move around.
What about David Ortiz?
You're a first baseman.
That's a pretty good first baseman.
David Ortiz, been designated hitter towards the end of his career.
What about Big Hurt?
Yeah, Big Hurt's on that list as well. Harmon Killebrew, which you played in Minnesota, so nobody remembers that, okay?
And 100 years ago.
Absolutely. Willie McCovey, people remember that name as well.
People want to forget Willie McCovey's name in this town, thank you.
Yeah, Jimmy Fox, who? Back in the 30s and 40s. Yeah, but the actual guy they had ranked in front of Albert Pujols, of course, Lou Gehrig being number one, the Iron Man himself. But Stan the Man Musial.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, Stan Musial. Yeah. But look, the guy played in World War II. I mean, Jesus, you and I were first getting into radio in World War II, breaking in. We weren't even all the way up to KLOS yet.
No.
You know, so where were we? I think out in the Inland Empire doing
actually
something?
Took a while. Yeah.
Where were we?
Yeah, K-Man, yeah. Yeah. We were one of the K-Men.
We were in Yucaipa. You know, we were doing
that's
a show.
Not far from where that radio station was, too, right down the 10 freeway from
rocking
there.
The IE in the 1940s.
That was my first sports station, really, honestly.
See, it's what I'm talking about in the 80s, man. Good stuff. Stan the Man Musial. But Stan the Man was a 24-time All-Star.
You've been chomping at the bit for this football thing. You saw this football thing. You're outraged. Your team is in the middle of the pack. You think they're a lot higher than that. But basically, this is kind of like a power ranking thing early for NFL teams, right?
Yeah. You know, we always love rankings and reports when they come out. And,
sure, because we never agree.
Right. Before camp gets here, I'm like, normally you wait till right before the season starts because somebody's going to hurt themselves day two of training camp and be out for the year.
Thank you, Tony Romo.
After the draft and after the free agency, Gil Brandt, who's been the senior executive for NFL before, and I'm 70 years old, honestly, I think that a nursing home is calling his name, and I think Alzheimer's starting to set in.
He's picking on your team, that's why.
Okay. Well, he's got these teams that are ranked according to the talented rosters. He's got the Patriots number one. Who thinks the Patriots are talented? Okay, I'll give him that one.
Shocker.
That's not a bad one.
Wow, Patriots are loaded, huh?
Pittsburgh? I can get that, okay.
Oh, and Pittsburgh's got talent on the team? Huh.
I get that.
Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown? Huh.
He's got Atlanta up there. You can say Matt Ryan.
So far,
MVP.
He's that Captain Obvious guy from the commercials
Correct.
So far.
Absolutely. Okay. Oakland 4th, Dallas 5th. Okay. I think when you start to get to 6th, you're like, the Giants 6th.
Oh, wait a minute now.
Ahead of the Packers?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, Packers have no running game.
Right.
Was that guy Montgomery going to be their running back this year? That's who they've got for a running back.
Correct.
Is a converted wide receiver.
And yet the Packers are 7th on this list.
That means the Packers are going to throw the ball 50 times every week.
The Kansas City Chiefs, who now no longer have Jeremy Maclin, have no wide receiving game at all. So they're 8th. Carolina, number 9. And then here's where it gets interesting. The Redskins, number 10. The team that Kirk Cousins threw an interception and didn't make the playoffs.
Kansas City in front of Carolina.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, quarterback, running back, wide receiving core, defense. I mean, hold on a minute on that one.
The Redskins, 10th.
10th.
My beloved Seahawks, 14th. He says Seattle, out of 32 teams, is the 14th most talented team.
You know what he's telling you? You know what he's telling you, Rob Bushka, Seattle Seahawks fan? That your team didn't do enough to address that offensive line problem because you were the first one to say that you guys had the worst offensive line in football last year.
Yeah, and I'll still say that, but what they did do is go out and get an all-pro in Luke Jokel to anchor on the left side. So they did do something to address that
line. Apparently not enough.
And the fact that when you look at quarterbacks, I start to look here, and who's got a better quarterback than the franchise quarterback of the Seahawks, Russell Wilson, on this list? You can't say Derek Carr's there yet. He could very well be there. You sure as hell can't say Dak Prescott. I mean, come on, the guys. Yeah.
They're both good up-and-comers, but neither one has a Super Bowl ring.
Right. Eli's got two rings, but his best year is clearly behind him.
Yeah,
Alex Smith, Cam Newton, come on. Kirk Cousins, I mean, what are we talking about? But then what's great, after the Redskins, he's got the Texans, the Jags, the Dolphins, and the Seahawks. So I can clearly tell you.
The Jags in front of the Seahawks. Okay, now he's on crack.
Yeah, he's absolutely on crack.
Yeah, okay.
Gil Brandt, you should quit and retire. I'm sure he went to Pike's Place Market and somebody gave him some crappy chowder.
Does he
give him a bad bowl of chowder?
Jacksonville, maybe? Is he transplanted to Jacksonville? Are you kidding me, the Jaguars?
Yeah, I think when they went to Pike's Place and they threw the fish slipped and hit him in the head. He's all upset and bitter about it.
There you go. He had a bad fan experience at the fish market.
Oh, you had to wait an hour to ride the elevator up in the Space Needle.
Okay.
It's called a tourist trap. Everybody has to wait an hour.
That's what we do around here for you. It's sports on tap for a reason.
Skill on the phone.
Tap right here in between us.
Tap him upside his head.
How about a Bushka fact? Let's roll that at you. We got another one of those.
Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
I think I just heard Russell Wilson in the background screaming Hank's name.
No, I think that was Sierra yelling at him, change the diaper. Probably. Speaking of our beloved Albert Pujols, who's surely headed to the Hall of Fame, especially when no sluggers get in nowadays, name the four Hall of Famers featured in the Homer at the Bat episode of The Simpsons.
Oh, man, that's tough.
Yeah. Simpsons, God, you talk about
a show. That episode was quite a while ago.
Yeah, you talk about a show that's been on. That's still on, isn't it?
Yes, it
is. That is amazing in itself. That
coming up with stuff, yeah. I love the fact that, wasn't it South Park that did the episode that Simpsons did it? Hey, how about if Simpsons did it?
That was hilarious.
Hilarious. Right. Well, okay, it was better. Oh, okay, guys, let's do this. Simpsons did it.
What haven't they done? So I'm waiting for The Simpsons to do a Sports on Tap episode. So I know Ken Levine, a guy who used to write for me.
I actually have a friend of mine, Mickey, who works for reality television here in town, so the TV side of things, who actually got in an episode. They made her a character on the show.
She didn't do a Sports on Tap
episode. It's a possibility, yeah. I know people.
I'll be the handsome one, you be the smart one.
All right, give us the payoff to the Bushka fact. We'll do that coming up in
again,
a second.
Name those four Hall of Famers included in the Homer at the Bat episode of The Simpsons. We'll tell you about it next at Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.
95.5 KLOS. Woo! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
Timeout is over. Back now to Sports on Tap.
With JD and the Bus.
You want to try real sport? Why don't you try?
95.5 KLOS. Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
We think.
In honor of Albert Pujols, who is about to punch his ticket to the Hall of Fame when his days are behind him, I think he'll be a first balloter, and rightfully so. Name the four Hall of Famers that were featured in the Homer at the Bat episode of The Simpsons. You a big Simpsons fan?
Yeah, not gigantic, but yeah.
You know, it's weird. I watched it all the time in high school, and here I've been out of high school for, I think, I just had my 50th anniversary reunion not too long. And still, I'm like, my God, that show's on the air. It's amazing. So the four Hall of Famers, Ozzie Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cal Poly SLO's finest. Ken Griffey Jr.
Kid.
Wade Boggs. Margo Adams, all I got to say. And Homer Simpson, who was inducted last Saturday.
Fun stuff for you this morning. All right, coming up, the show's attorney is going to join us. I don't know what we've done this time, but I'm sure we'll find out. And we have another pair of tickets up for grabs coming up with Rock Out With Your Rob Out for you to go to Classic West. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush is what we do on Sunday mornings. Thanks for making us part of your day. We appreciate that.
That's what you do. I watch tennis from Roland Garros.
That's what you've been watching, tennis from Roland Garros.
Paid attention.
Morning.
Yeah, Venus looking good. She took the first set.
Mm-hmm.
Tough break, though, for you. Your boy, James Eisner, out. So there's no more American man left in Paris.
Damn it.
When's the last time we've actually had a good American guy that played tennis? Yeah. How 15 years ago, maybe Agassi. I mean, since then, it's now been Nadal. It's been Novak Djokovic. It's been Andy Murray. It's been everybody but the Americans. We're going through a drought, you could say, JD. So, you ever played on clay?
I'm going to let that one go. There's an opportunity for comedy there, but I'm going to let it go.
That's
now
my job. Now, you asked me if I've ever played on clay.
Show's attorney happens to be on the phone right when you're trying to get me into trouble. Good morning, Drew Sherman.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing pretty good, but we understand that you wanted to talk about one Eldrick Woods this morning.
Oh, wait. If I hear my music, I think.
There you go.
I have my music.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Right. Hey, I know what time it is.
I love that song on a Sunday morning. Feels like victory, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Listen, here's my question. Yeah. Pulled over on the side of the road, and they still clipped him. He wasn't driving. Is that right?
He wasn't driving. Sleepy. His car was parked. But here's the thing, gentlemen. A lot of people don't realize. When you can get a DUI, first of all, the car was, I believe, on.
Yeah.
He was in park, but the car was on.
Right.
You can get a DUI if you're on the side of the road. Even if the keys are not in the ignition and you are simply sitting in your car on the side of the road, because if you are wasted and you are in your car on the side of the road, the implication is that you got there somehow and you got there inebriated.
which is a pretty big assumption. How do you know? I could have been abducted by aliens and brought here and never drove a foot.
Listen, Jim, did you jump onto one of my defenses? Because I've used that before. And, you know, that's why I have a job. That's why other attorneys have jobs, is to, you know, poke holes in that kind of logic.
Jeez.
And that kind of thing.
Well,
but still, you could get arrested, and that's going to be the, you know, the tough part to get.
Here's the thing, though. He's come right back and said, wait. This isn't just me out wasted driving my Mercedes. This is a prescription drug problem. He just did have back fusion surgery. There's bound to be some kind of painkillers involved in that. But the whole, does it matter? I mean, if it's painkillers and you're still, I mean.
Yeah. It's under the influence, not under the influence of alcohol.
Yeah, no, exactly, guys. I mean, DUI does not, it doesn't say driving while drunk. It's not DUD. It's DUI, driving while under the influence. And that can be anything. It doesn't have to be only alcohol. And, in fact, when you get those prescription pills, it says on the side of the label, do not operate heavy machinery. So I hope he wasn't operating a forklift or anything. But do not operate heavy machinery. Do not drive, et cetera. All that stuff. You, if you are impaired and you are unable to control your vehicle, this, you know, 2,000-pound, killing machine, essentially, you're going to get into some trouble. If you, doesn't matter if it's prescription alcohol or otherwise.
So no more just pulling over and sleeping it off on the side of the road.
No, don't. Man. No, I mean, if anything, go into a parking lot. And
there
that
goes
way
my Saturday night. Get in the back seat.
Yeah,
no. Yeah. If I'm sleeping in the back seat, all curled up, you know, with
which is where you wind up anyway,
right, with a blanket or a lady of the night, for example. I mean, it's what happens there? Can I get in trouble for that?
Well, you just put yourself in a scenario where you could get probably a few different indictments going after.
Wow. Now what you need is a divorce lawyer.
Right, yeah, I know. Now more money for you. Yeah, you need everything, apparently.
Hey, right. We've got a family law attorney at our firm, so don't worry about that.
That's the Adley Law Group here in Los Angeles.
Been there, done that.
All right, Drew, thanks very much, man. Appreciate it. The heads up on the DUI stuff this morning. Thanks.
No problem, guys. Take it easy.
Talk to you later. No, really, got to be careful. Listen, in this day and age of Uber and Lyft and all that kind of stuff, man, you got to have one of those cards in your wallet to get you out of it. Because I don't want to go as far as saying there's no excuse anymore. Yeah. But you know what? You've got a better shot at getting home safe without that DUI if you've got one of those.
Yeah,
things.
You know, a friend of mine does some driving for Uber, and he said he took a divorce, not a divorce attorney, a DUI attorney, and said business is so down because everybody's using those apps now. It's not like it used to be. You
know, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right, still coming up in a couple minutes, your chance to win tickets to Classic West. Which one will you choose if you can rock out with your Rob out? Sports on Tap with J.D. and the Bush on 95.5 KLOS. Thanks for being with us this morning, making us a part of your day. We always appreciate that.
Phil Mickelson. How about that? With graduation coming up right now. Graduation's already been happening in May. Mm-hmm. This is a late time to graduate, June 15th. I mean, that seems pretty...
I could hear the high school down the street from me doing their graduation the night before last, or maybe Thursday night, maybe.
And here it is, Southern California, which makes this next story a little bit odd. Phil Mickelson, who you all know Mick, as being one of the best golfers out there. He's had a great career, a lot of controversy with what's gone on with him. His wife overcame a really bad illness as well. So one of those family guys, you want to root for, doing the ultimate selfless act as the U.S. Open, which there's four majors in golf. This is the one major that he has not won to complete the Grand Slam for his career. So the only one, he's finished second a couple times.
And he's not going to participate in this year's U.S. Open?
Yeah, he says he's not going to play.
Why is that, Rob? Open
because his daughter, Amanda, is graduating high school. So, that's interesting because it's a Thursday through Sunday tournament. Doesn't want to miss that high school graduation. Now, graduations and these, is it a milestone? Do certain things mean more to people than they do others? I didn't pay attention at all. My high school graduation, I was listening to the NBA finals. Honestly, I didn't even barely hear him call my name until somebody nudged me that I was up.
Sure.
I skipped my college graduation. I didn't walk. My other kids like, bro, I'm going surfing. I ain't going to walk, man. And,
that's what your son, was that impersonation of your son?
That's exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Bro, I ain't walking, so I'm surfing.
So wait, your white boy son from over here has been in Hawaii how long?
Just a couple years.
Has it been that long even?
It's been that long. A couple years.
I'm going to be surfing, bro.
Yeah, he's surfer boy.
What does mom say about that? She want to smack him in the head?
No, she doesn't. She's not a big fan of that. But, he does.
No, I bet not.
Yeah, won't walk and graduate because the surf's too good. The swell is going to be good that day. So, I mean, like I said, to each their own. Well, Phil Mickelson talked a little bit about this. I think he's going to back out of it. But here's Mick's explanation for not wanting to play in the U.S. Open.
She's very supportive. She's always been, Dad, I know you love the Open. And she's always been very supportive. So... but it's one of those things that you just show up. You just need to be there.
You know what?
He doesn't sound too happy about it. You need to be there.
It doesn't
there.
Sound like he's completely convinced, but you know what? In the whole, when you live your life out in public, when you're a public figure like that, you're roasted. You don't go to your daughter's going to have one time is she going to graduate high school. Yeah. Your career can take a backseat from, don't you just hear the wife in the background? Is your career always on the first?
Absolutely.
Do you like driving that Mercedes and living in a $30 million mansion? Then the answer is yes.
Yes, the career does come first with that. And how many people miss all these milestones? But the U.S. Open, which is going to be played in Erin Hills.
And the only one he hasn't won, the only major he doesn't have is that one, and time is running out.
I mean, nobody wins the U.S. Open when you're 47, 48. It just doesn't happen anymore, So he's 46 right now, so, good luck. I'd love to see Mickelson play, but I'm gonna go out on a limb right now and say that he will play. He is not withdrawn. He says he's not going to play. He's not officially withdrawn. So he's going to play, and he's going to say, my daughter told me to go ahead and do it. Everyone's going to love his daughter, Amanda, for it. It's the ultimate guilt trip right there. Honey, I don't have to play.
We have another pair of tickets this morning. Classic West, if you want to play a little rock out with your Rob out.
And now it's time to rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob out.
Your choice of tickets, the Saturday show, the Sunday show. But first, you have to figure out what song this is.
The letter that you wrote me made me stop and wonder why. But I guess you felt like you had to set things right.
Are you done? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, wow.
I don't want to give you too much.
I
make it easy enough.
It's like first caller every time because you're that good.
Well, I am. I mean, I'm the guy who performs at the Orange County Fair.
Listen, well, I am.
When people walk by eating their churros and nachos and go, this dude sucks. I want to go to the fair, so I'm that guy in the van.
The karaoke guy?
I'm the cover guy. Bring back the Filipino guy from Journey. He's better. Hey, it's Arlen. He's got a name. It's Arlen.
800-900-955-KLOS. If you think you could identify that song, we may have tickets for the Classic West for you.
This weekend on KLOS, listen to win your choice of tickets to see Eagles, Steely Dan, and Doobie Brothers Saturday, July 15th, or Fleetwood Mac, Journey, and Earth, Wind & Fire Sunday, July 16th, both at Dodger Stadium. Pick your ticket to the Classic West all weekend on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Want to hear a secret?
Of course.
Here it is. One West Bank.
One West Bank?
That's the secret. Did you know that Money Magazine just named One West Bank the best bank in California?
I didn't know that.
One West rates on home loans are really low. If you're looking to buy a home, they have loans with only a 3% down payment. And if you want to refinance, you could save hundreds every month. Plus, loans with no closing costs. That's no closing costs.
Wow. Well, then I just have one question. Why are we whispering?
Actually, I don't know.
Don't wait to lock in a home loan at a great rate. Call 1West at 844-1West or visit us at onewestbank.com. For Money Magazine, under license from Time Inc. Money and Time Inc. are not affiliated with and do not endorse products or services of 1West Bank. 1West Bank, division of CIT Bank, NA Equal Housing Lender. Restrictions apply. 1West Bank has loans with only a 3% down payment for home buyers, low rates on refinances that can help save you hundreds every month, and loans with no closing costs. For some customers, we even have down payment assistance. Find out for yourself about the best kept secret in town. Call toll free 844-1West. West. That's 844-1-WEST.
Everybody likes to see a clean car or truck, but it's the oil you can't see that benefits most from being clean. Changing your oil and filter when they get dirty can help reduce friction, improve your gas mileage, reduce wear and tear, and extend the life of your engine. Changing the oil is the single most important thing you can do for your vehicle. Keep it clean with the top name brands at low prices from the helpful professional parts people at the O'Reilly Auto Parts store near you.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99, or for higher mileage vehicles, upgrade to Castrol GTX High Mileage for $24.99. Plus, get a $5 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Guard against premature engine failure with Castrol oil and filter specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Get to JCPenney's Friends and Family event going on now to save up to 30% throughout the store. Come in right now and find the perfect gifts for Dad this Father's Day. Shop his favorite brands like Nike, Levi's, St. John's Bay, Exertion, Arizona, and more. Or save an extra 15% on select small kitchen electrics that he'll love. JCPenney's Friends and Family event is going on now. Hurry, this special event ends Tuesday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 64-66. Nike, Levi's, and some other brands excluded from coupon. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
We see you, summer, and we're ready. Get to JCPenney now to check out the hottest trends at our summer fashion stock-up event. Soak up the sun with select tops that pop for him, just $4.99. Women's shorts that wow, starting at $12. And make a splash with swim separates for her, just $15. Plus, save an extra 15% any way you want to pay with coupon. Hurry, the summer stock-up event ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 6163 in-store at jcp.com. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Target presents That Time When.
Daddy, want to hear a story?
Sure, honey.
One time there was this astronaut fairy.
Wow, an astronaut fairy.
And she made herself the coolest robot dress ever. Except it was made of lots and lots of toilet paper. Oh, and aluminum foil.
Time for a Target run. Get everyday low prices on everyday essentials, like Up and Up aluminum foil. And get lots and lots of Charmin Ultra Strong Toilet Paper 8 Double Plus Rolls, just $5.49. Target run and done. Pricing and availability may vary.
We, the entertainment-loving people, demand the best unlimited wireless plan ever from AT&T.
I thought I raised you better than to make demands like that.
You know what? We want even more than that. We want AT&T to give us unlimited entertainment.
What else do you want? A flying car?
Well, maybe HBO included in our plan.
How about a unicorn?
And we want to watch all our favorite shows without paying overages.
Good luck with that.
And we want all of this, plus we want to save $25 on our monthly DirecTV bill.
But you can save me $25?
Well, yeah.
I'm proud of you, son.
Only AT&T offers you unlimited data with HBO included, and never pay overages. Visit your local AT&T store and get AT&T Unlimited Plus, our best wireless deal on unlimited data. Plus, save $25 per month on DirecTV. It's entertainment your way.
After 22 gigabytes of data usage, AT&T may slow speeds. Plan includes Stream Saver and videos will stream in standard definition unless you turn it off. $25 DirecTV savings requires AT&T Unlimited Plus. Credits start within 3 bills. Service prices subject to change. Other usage, speed, fees, charges, and restrictions apply. See att.com/unlimited for details.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% with bulk pricing on Owens Corning Oak Ridge shingles and 30% with bulk pricing on insulation. That'll bring that roofing project down within reach. And that insulation project, you'll be covered. If you're ready to start, now you know where. Get bulk pricing on shingles and insulation, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details and minimum purchase quantities. Selection varies by store.
His eyes darted between the blue wire and then the red wire. Back to the blue, back to the red. A bead of sweat dropped from his brow to his hand, which grasped a pair of pliers. He took a deep breath, steadied himself, and cut both with one swift squeeze of his tool. The boy screamed as the doctor pried the braces from his teeth.
If this 20-second performance made you feel something, imagine what an entire Audible book can do. Visit audible.com to start your free 30-day trial.
Conquer city and country in the biggest Mini yet, the new Mini Countryman sports activity vehicle, which Forbes calls practically perfect in every way, and Cars.com says embarrasses a lot of its competitors. Gear up and go in the new Mini Countryman SAV with more space and more possibilities. Lease the 2017 Mini Cooper Countryman SAV for $289 per month. Offer details at miniusa.com/SoCal. Forbes quote taken from the Forbes Contributor Network.
Shop Stater Brothers for the freshest meat and produce in town. Like California-grown, fresh, juicy strawberries in the 4-pound package, now only $4.99. Fresh, boneless chuck roast or sirloin tip steaks are $3.99 a pound. Bone-in pork loin sirloin chops or Foster Farms whole chickens are 99 cents a pound. And don't miss out on 2-liter bottles of refreshing Coca-Cola, now just 99 cents when you buy four or more. Stater Brothers, where you always get more of what's fresh for less.
The Rock of Southern California. 95.5 KLOS.
Ready? Now, more of your one-stop shop for sports fan wisdom and the jams to go along. Sports on Tap is back. Is back.
With JD and the Bush.
On 95.5 KLOS. And now, it's time to Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob out.
Up for grabs, it's tickets for the Classic West featuring either the Eagles, Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers, or Fleetwood Mac, Journey, and Earth, Wind & Fire, if you can identify this little song.
The letter you wrote made me stop and wonder, why? But I guess you felt like you had to set things right.
See, they get shorter every week, I think. You're trying to make them more difficult, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'm going to give you like a one word.
You're on a roll, though. I mean, it's been the first caller, I don't know how many weeks in a row, but let's go to the phones. First up is going to be Jude in Venice. Good morning, Jude.
When you found the gift, you know what do you do?
Good morning.
Can I say this one more time? Hey, Jude.
Hey.
You ever heard that before?
A couple times.
First time.
I'm here waiting for breakfast with the Beatles.
Yeah. Tell Chris we said hello.
Chris will be ready here in just a second, but first, our piece of business to make you a winner. What song is Rob performing?
I think that's Already Gone by the Eagles.
I think that is Already Gone by the Eagles. Congratulations, my friend. So the big question for you is, are you going to go see the Eagles on Saturday? Are you going to see Fleetwood Mac on Sunday?
I think I have to go with the Eagles.
I think that's a good choice. Eagles, Steely Dan, Doobie Brothers coming up on July 15th.
Everybody's picking that.
Yeah, it's been popular. Thanks to Live Nation for the tickets and the hookup. Jude, hey, Jude, hold on a second, will you?
Okay, I will. Thanks so much, guys.
Grab some information. Thanks for listening to the show. Appreciate that.
I'm going to Fleetwood Mac myself, so. Let's go, Stephanie, Nick,
you and Adriana.
Stevie. Well, yeah. Stevie and I, we got a date after we're done. So, Stevie, I'm coming for you.
One tiny piece of business left right after the Eagles on KLOS. 95.5 KLOS Sports on Tap with J.D. and the Bush. All right, we got time for one more little thing before we go. We can't have both of them. Either Sugar Baby says she's addicted to travel, not sex, or Chris Paul is leaving the Clippers to go to the Spurs. Which one you want?
No, the Sugar Baby is about Heidi, right?
Oh.
Yeah, I already know that one. So she does a morning show here.
The
so
Miss Travel site? You already know about that?
Oh, yeah.
Why am I surprised?
The morning show girl. Yeah, she, with Frosty and Frank, that Heidi?
No.
A different Heidi. I love that Heidi.
You're going to get us in all kinds of trouble.
I love that
her.
Heidi. She's my girl.
Although she's not awake.
She's
time,
no, she's not.
are you, sweetheart?
She's probably not asleep at this time.
Chris Paul said to be giving serious consideration to going to the San Antonio Spurs.
Yes, San Antonio Spurs. I saw him down in the Riverwalk when I was down in San Antonio recently. So
at
he's winding and dining.
Fancy French restaurant,
yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, he's down there talking.
Having dinner with Tony Parker.
Yeah, so the Spurs, who have just one famous fan that they have at their games, in San Antonio of all places, Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
Season ticket holder there for those guys. So
all right.
We got $4 million for the Lakers.
Time for us to bolt for Sports on Tap. Chris Carter, Breakfast of the Beatles, next on 95.5 KLOS.